Good morning, everybody. We're GFBS, Grand Forks Best Source, and it's time now for your morning update for Tuesday, April 6th, brought to you by Provita's Promotions. You know, if you're looking to boost your brand, Provita's Promotions will make you stand out from the crowd. Provita's will consult with you at no cost to help you find the perfect swag for your business. Whether it's logo and apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, or awards, Provita's is the region's top provider for free online stores. You know, Provita's stores are the perfect option for your company apparel ordering. You know, maybe you want team spirit wear or any type of organization that wants to dress their members with logoed apparel. Provita's Promotions, they've got locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. Shop ProvitasPromo.com or call 1-866-PRO-SWAG. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Provita's Promotions. While our weather today, mostly cloudy, high right around 60 degrees. North Dakota Department of Health confirming 76 new cases now of COVID-19. No deaths reported in the state. Total 1,466 deaths have now been linked to COVID-19 in North Dakota. Cass County alone, currently 44 new cases. Four new cases in Grand Forks County. Health officials said the daily positivity rate is now 9.15%. Now, this COVID-19 update was brought to you by Pure Mist. COVID-19 vaccines being offered in Grand Forks this week. A one-and-done vaccine will be made available during community clinics Saturday at the Alaris Center. It's from 2:50 to 6 o'clock, and again on Wednesday, the 14th, from 4:10 to 5:10. The vaccine from Johnson & Johnson is being made available to anyone 18 and older. You're encouraged to register online at mychart.alltrue.org or call the COVID hotline at 701-780-6358. Well, Polk County Sheriff's Office located that vehicle that went into the Red Lake River with the use of their drone on Saturday. Grand Forks County Sheriff's Office Water and Rescue Dive Team responded and assisted with the recovery of the vehicle. A white 2015 white Chevrolet Colorado. Female driver and sole occupant who suffered a medical episode while driving was released from the hospital on Friday. Well, North Dakota Senate has unanimously approved its version of a House bill outlining the process for legislative redistricting, agreeing to allow the public better access to draft plans. Initial bill draft drew opposition from exempting from state open records law and draft of the redistricting plan until unveiled at public meetings. The amended bill approved Monday allows the public to review the plans that are distributed or reported. Legislation now goes back to the House for its review of changes made by the Senate. Its final details will be negotiated by a House-Senate conference committee. Well, a Minnesota medical examiner says last month's death of Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey player Mark Pavlich was ruled a suicide. Midwest Medical Examiner's Office in Anoka County says the 63-year-old Pavlich died of asphyxia. His body was found on March 3rd at the Eagles' Healing Nest in Sauk Center, Minnesota. Pavlich was undergoing treatment there as part of a civil commitment for assaulting his neighbor in August of 2019. He was charged with felony assault, but Judge Michael Kuzo found he was incompetent to stand trial because he was mentally ill and dangerous. Pavlich assisted on Mike Ruzioni's winning goal against the heavily favored Soviet Union in the 1980 Olympics. U.S. team went on to win the gold medal. And finally, in sports, the Minnesota Wild lost to the Avalanche 5-4 last night. How about this? The Timberwolves won again. They beat the Kings 116-106. Big NCAA college basketball national championship game last night. And what a dud. Baylor all over undefeated Gonzaga 86-70. And finally, Nelson Cruz homers twice, including a grand slam as the Twins beat the Tigers 15-6 yesterday. Two teams will play again at 12:10 today. And there you go. That's your morning update with special thanks to Berkshire Hathaway.
Look, if home feels too big, let's get you a smaller one. And it's okay if the process seems daunting or you're having a hard time letting go. Because our network agents have the expertise to help you downsize and get you to just the right size. Now, let's go get you home.
Well, thanks to Berkshire Hathaway. And by the way, also going on, make sure you join us third annual Indoor Racer Showcase this Saturday, 11-3 with Applied High Performance Products at Home of Economy. It's going to be sprint cars, late models, snowmobiles, go-karts, vintage cars, Grand Forks Central Wrestling team going to be cooking food too. And Grand Forks Best Source will be there live. Third annual Indoor Racer Showcase live with Grand Forks Best Source Saturday, April 10th from 11 to 3 with Applied High Performance Products and Home of Economy. Remember now, if you just want the news and the news only, make sure to check out the GFBS Morning Update podcast. Later today, we talk with Daniel Schott with PatOps.com about Patriot Unity and more. This should be a great show. Hey, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. You know, we all know how awesome Grand Forks is. Well, Grand Forks Best Source is giving it its identity again.